Harper Teen and Harper Audio present Pretty by Keith F. Miller Jr. Performed by Landon Woodson and Eric B. Anthony.
This book is dedicated to the youth leaders who dare to heal, grow, and thrive through trauma, and in doing so, teach all of us how to do the same. Spring. 1. Jay. It's Leroy. And I think he's going to kill me. So I do the only thing I can. Swing first. Well, not exactly. I've never fought anyone, except my older brother, Jacob. And even those couldn't be called fights. They are more like physical arguments that turn into one-sided tantrums I lose before a single punch is thrown. But Jacob did teach me one thing after I failed miserably at learning to throw a football straight. Never happened. To hit a baseball, not even off a tee, or to dribble a basketball. Does carrying the ball with two hands count? How to tackle and run. Honestly, I don't know how I could have done anything to Leroy. I've always kept my distance, steered clear of him and the crowd vying for his attention whenever he would drive by. When I heard a couple of guys say he'd been asking around about me, I thought it was a joke. I've only ever heard rumors about him, since we don't even go to the same school. I couldn't think of any reason why he, the younger brother of Taj, one of the leaders of the Black Diamonds who reign over K-Town, would want anything to do with me. So I said, whatever, and walked off. How was I supposed to know he was really looking for me? I think about making a run for it since we're next to a makeshift field in the back of a church, a shortcut I always take home on the way from school. If I run left, he could push me into the canal. If I run right, there's only woods, and I'm far from anybody's Mowgli. If I run in the opposite direction, he's close enough to grab me, which means the only way out of this is forward. Through him, by any means necessary. I remember Jacob's words. Lower your stance, shoulders down but back, and then, as fast as you can, explode forward while pushing up. I charge toward him with everything I have, fearless and fearful at the same time. When I crash into Leroy, I smell peppermint gum and cool water cologne. But he doesn't fall. Instead, he crouches low and holds fast. Pushing and pulling, we grasp for legs and ankles to take each other down. He smirks, as if me fearing for my life is amusing. Then, I take my chance. With all my weight, I pull him close in a tight embrace and then barrel forward, throwing us both off balance. We topple over Spanish moss-covered tree roots that punch our bodies like iron fists and satin do-rags until we land in a bed of pissed-off twigs. On top of him, I flail could-be punches with great effort and little form. Beneath me, his arms are right angles that dodge and slap away every blow. He chuckles, but I am serious. Every closed and open-handed hit that makes contact whispers a fervent prayer to whatever God will lay away me a miracle, because I need it. I'm not stupid. I know damn well Leroy is bigger, tougher, and faster. If the rumors are true, he's also...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?